Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Because you are our ever faithful God. You are God that has never failed and will never fail. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for your presence in this place this morning. I can feel your anointing, and I know you are here to do a new thing, to move in a mighty way. Oh Lord our God, glorify yourself in our midst today. Glorify your name in this place today. Establish your word and your counsel. Thank you, Lord God. May I be a vessel unto your honor this morning, through which you are going to bless your people. Blessed be your name forevermore. In Jesus' name we are praying. Praise the Lord. I want to welcome us to the fourth Sunday of the year 2020. I thought we were going to clap to the Lord. See, I don't want to be drawn into the argument of whether this is the beginning of a new decade or the end of a new decade. But whatever it is the God. I remember Dr. Yoloki asked a question the crossover. And I decided not to answer the question. And the reason is this: I don't want to impose my opinion on you. I don't believe this is the beginning of a new decade. Actually, begin that this year is the end of a decade. Because a decade is a consist of 10 things, 10 letters. Mathematically and statistically, decade start from 0 to 9. And I do climate modeling. When we are talking of decades, we are starting from 0 to 9. But calendarization starts with 1, not with 0. There's no 0 AD. There's no 0 BC. The calendar is by BC and AD. So you don't have 0 AD. You don't have 0 BC. So if we are talking calendarization, it's 1 to 10. But whatever is the case, this is a new year. So that is what is most important. And let me say that I am excited about what God is about to do this year, irrespective of whatever the challenges might come. Sure, there will be some challenges, but I have the assurance that God with us will move in a greater way like he did last year. I have an assurance that we are going to experience him more than we did last year in the mighty name of Jesus. God cannot lie. We stand to fulfill his word. During this Passover, I told us it's time to need a new dream. And I took my text from Jeremiah 29, verse 19 to 20. But today, I will be starting something. I will just be introducing this series because we have a lot of things to do today. This morning, we are going to bring all our goals for the year. We are going to pray unto it. And we didn't plan for something before. But when we got here this morning, the Lord directed that we should anoint everybody. We didn't plan to anoint anybody today. We only plan to pray on the goals and for me to preach. And then we pray. So because of this, I will just make sure that we short everything. But I want to appeal to you. We may not close exactly at 11, but I will make sure we finish everything within 1 hour. So if I will spend a few minutes beyond 11 o'clock today, please pardon me, because like I said, we didn't plan to anoint people before, but God directed when we got there that we should anoint everybody. That will take some time. So, but I will just get into the introduction of this message today, and next Sunday I will continue, and throughout this month, we shall be talking about foundations. And what is the title of this series I'm starting today? I call it Foundation for Establishment. What do I call the title? Foundation for Establishment. Now, if you go to the book of Jeremiah chapter 30, and let us read from verse 19 to 20. Jeremiah chapter 30. Say, out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make men. Let me say, this is the word of God for the house of cedar this year 2020. Out of cedar shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry year 2020. And I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. Now verse 20, which is where I want to focus on. Their children also shall be as aforetime, and their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. It is from this verse that the Lord gave me the message which we are going to be examining for the whole of January. Everything we are going to be doing in January, we center on this verse 20. Their children shall be as aforetime. And when I was trying to explain the meaning of this, it means the children will be as they were meant to be. The children will become as they were purposed to be at the foundation. So what the Lord now told me, three things, and I want you to note it clearly. I'm not saying I have an impression. I'm not saying I perceive. I'm not saying I am thinking. I want to tell you, standing upon the integrity of the word of God this morning, I stand before God to say, God told me three things. That for us, in the house of cedar this year, number one, he says it's going to resolve some foundational issues. That foundational issue will be resolved. Secondly, he said that this year is going to be a year for establishment and settlement for members of the ministry. And thirdly, he said he's going to fight our battles. The Lord told me those three things clearly. I'm not saying I perceive. Note that. And now from this verse, he said their children will be as aforetime. That's talking about foundation. That the foundation will be repaired. When foundation is repaired, people become established. When the foundation is solid, people become established. And when you are established, you will live in dominion. So the three things God said are linked together. Resolution of foundational issues, settlement and establishment of people, and punishing those who have been oppressing you. But this will not be possible without foundation being taken care of. I want to say again, I am excited about what God is about to do this year in our lives. Yesterday, after the fasting and prayer, we went back home knowing that today is the guy from Ali. I was in my room and I was praying, and my wife was part of that prayer. We are praying. And not praying for ourselves, but just praying for the church. And the Lord gave a revelation that really comforted me. In that, the Lord showed, I'm not talking of a dream now. The Lord showed a mighty hand over this church. And I want to assure you, you are under covering this year. The hand of the Lord will be strong upon this ministry this year. So when my wife was, we were doing pastoral declaration, and she said, it's like stars. Am I right? Like stars, call me down, shining. I just link it up with the revelation that we had yesterday while we were praying. That there was a strong hand over this church. And I interpreted that. Now, this is what was revealed. I'm not telling you my own interpretation. I will tell you that I don't want to, I will tell you what is shown. And I tell you, you can now see whether my interpretation goes in line with what God will reveal. What the Lord showed was a strong hand over this church. And I interpret that to me that this year there's a covering, number one. And number two, that the hand of God shall be strong upon the church. That number three, that God is going to move with his hand over the lives in this ministry. But the Lord told me specifically for him to do those things he wants to do this year, we have to deal with the foundations. Because if the foundation is affected, people cannot be established, cannot settle.
and they are not set, they are not established, then they will come to be punished by the adversaries. They cannot live in dominion. That's why I said that when the foundation is right, people will be settled, they will be established, and they will then live in dominion. And that's what God has proposed for this year. So if that's what God is saying, it means that we are going to must take this foundation very, very seriously. He said, Peter, I'm not going to go too much into this today, but we'll continue next Sunday. Now, let me tell you, I will ask a few questions which I want you to resolve in your mind before to serve as teaser or appetizer as we are going to this message or into this series. The first question I want to ask you, how are you laying the foundation for this year? You have great expectation. You have written down your goals. There are things you want God to do, but you cannot place something on nothing. How are you laying the foundation for this year? Some people, we say we want to enter into this year with fast and prayer, seeking the face of God. That was time there were some people for frivolity. I'm going to say a few things without any apology. The time you are supposed to be laying the foundation for the year, you are spending gallivanting around. This time you are supposed to be spending laying solid foundation for the year, you are spending in frivolities. Do you know the meaning of the month of January? January was derived from the Roman god called Janus. Janus, according to mythology, had eyes in the forefront and at the back, so that he can see the front. So it's a month of consultation. It's a month when even in the demonic world they are consulting. They are the diviners are busy looking at who will prosper, who will do, and what they can do, and you are busy eating rice and the coke and moving around, and then frivolities. If we want God to move, upon what foundation do you want God, the move of God, to be based? I want everybody to know that you have to be careful how you lay the foundation for 2020. It's not enough to say, I want 7 things, I want 10 things, I want 20 things. First of all, lay the foundation for the move of God in your life. And the second question I want to ask, have you ever been consciously take an assessment of the foundation of your life before now? Have you decided at a time at a point in time to evaluate your foundation before now? That, look, can I even look at my life? What is the foundation behind my background, my genealogy? God told me clearly we must deal with the foundation issue for his move to be manifest in our life, so that, as Yoruba will say, "Animanyi igba agbadose yin igba," so that we will not be trying to draw water from the ocean with a basket. And I want you to know something, that foundation, even when your foundation is strong, foundation can be attacked. Foundation can be weakened. Foundation can even be destroyed. But the good news I have for you is, even when foundation is attacked, even when foundation is weakened, even when foundation is destroyed, foundation can be replaced by God. For man, foundation cannot be changed. If you look at this building, if anything is wrong with the foundation, it's difficult for him to do anything physically except you pull it down. But for God, and in this schedule I'm going to show you as we go into in this series, no matter what foundation was, I keep on telling people, if anybody come to me and say, Iba mama kanta liba, muri ogun ninu dile yin, ta ni wa lati dile ologun. That is no news. Are you listening to me? But no matter, but it's only the level of the of the seriousness differs from one person to another. But no matter the level of the seriousness, God, for us as children, has made provision for repairing the foundation or replacing the foundation. I will just talk about the importance of foundation, and we are going to go into what we have for this morning and our call next Sunday. Number one, foundation determines everything about your life. Are you listening to me? Your foundation, and that is why even the foundation laid in January will determine the whole of 2020, except by God's supernatural intervention. Once you get the foundation wrong, the struggle might come in. Foundation determines everything about our lives. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. Can we look at it? What does it say? Say, if the let's read it. Please project it for us. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 3. The integrity of the upright shall guide them, but the perverseness of transgressor shall Psalm 11 verse 3, not Proverbs. Psalm 11 verse 3, please. If the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? You see, a lot of people laboring in prayer, struggling in fasting, going from one mountain to another. There's nothing that can be done if the foundation is not taken care of. If foundation determines everything. Dr. Okpopola, remember, we want to build the security post out there. That was our intention. And when we laid the foundation, we laid the foundation just to have the security post. At a point in time, he came to me and said, sir, we should have another story on top of this thing. So that means, and I asked him, but have you forgot the foundation? Did we lay the foundation to support a story building? He said, let us go and get structural engineers. Then they come and assess whether the foundation can carry another building. Or maybe we need to erect pillar. And that is why we are not doing anything. Part of the reason we have not done anything up to now about that. We see so many buildings that are collapsing now. Some people will just lay a foundation for maybe two-story building. They now think they want to raise it to three or four. And then they wait. No matter how much you try to do it, cannot carry it. Somebody was telling me, an engineer was telling me recently, he said, look, when you want to design a building, say before you lay the foundation, you have to know how many floors, and you calculate the load from the roof to the floor before you now determine what material you are going to use the foundation to. You are going to use for the foundation. Say you cannot just go and begin to dig the foundation. I mean to say put three loads of sand. Say no. He said the proper thing to do. You look at this drawing. How many floors do you want in this building? What are the things you want to put there? In each floor, if it's a factory, what kind of instrument you want to use? You calculate the load from the ground floor to the last floor. After you calculate, that's when you then know the kind of material to use in the foundation. Say you don't do the foundation and then begin to build. So the Bible says, hey, the foundation be destroyed. What can the righteous do? So if people have not laid solid foundation in the month of January, and in the middle of the year, they are not jumping from one prophet to the other, they become customer unto people who can even make merchandise of their lives. Secondly, foundation determines your carrying capacity in life. What did I say? It determines your carrying capacity. That's why I ask you, have you ever taken time before? Because many of us, we see things happening. We just know, we don't bother. Well, we just pray about it. Yeah, I have this attack today, I pray about that. I have this challenge tomorrow, I pray about that. You don't even bother. You are treating symptoms. You are not looking at the root cause. And you are blaming your boss. You are blaming your colleagues. You are blaming your husband. You are blaming your wife. But it might, no, this thing has a source. And until you deal with the source, somebody has infection. Apology to medical doctor among us. If somebody has infection and is now taking, and he has pain out of it because of that infection, he's taking paracetamol. Dr. Ayola, can he be healed because of that infection? Until he takes, what's it called now? Antibiotics. That deals with the infection. That's when the pain, but you are taking pain reliever. When the problem is infection, you spend a lot of money on Paradol. It will relieve you for a while. Do you get what I'm saying? That is why when people come sometime to pray for prayer, you lay hands on them, they fall down. When they rise up after that, the problem rises up with them again. Because just like taking Panadol to deal with infection, a pain that generated by infection, not a pain by stress. If it depends by stress now, maybe you are so, and you can take Panadol, Paracetamol, it will go. But when the pain is a result of infection, Panadol will only give a relief for a short while. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 12, quickly. Talking about foundation and your carrying capacity. So you cannot determine how far you want to go in life. Sometimes it's pegged by the kind of foundation on which you are standing. Because foundation is the base that carry whatever you want to achieve. I want to be this, I want to be that. No matter how much you struggle, if the foundation on which you are standing cannot carry your effort, you will not see the result. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 12. According to the grace of God, which is given unto me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. What a wise master builder does first is the foundation. Before you think about the money for the roof, for the ceiling, for very beautiful gates, what a master builder thinks about, the first thing that comes to the mind of a master builder is the foundation. Say, I have laid the foundation, and another builded thereon. But let every man take it how he build upon thereupon. Now go to the next verse. This is what I want to talk about. This is what I want to talk about now. The next verse. Now see the fine, the kind of material. For other foundation can no man lay than that which is Jesus Christ. Let me link you with verse 13 quickly. Now, you see the kind of materials. If you see the kind of materials available, you can now see the kind of foundation that people can lay. The kind of material you used to build, you use sand, you use, am I right? When you want to plaster, don't use sand also. You use sharp stone. And when you want to erect pillar, don't use that. So from the material of the building, you can also know the kind of material of the foundation. So now look at the kind of material which people or which foundation are made of. You can now decide what you want to lay the foundation of the year with. And you can now see how far you can go if you pick any of these. Say, now, Now, if any man build upon this foundation, what? Mention one by one. Mm-hmm. 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 Let me explain. Gold is divinity and royalty. When you talk about gold,
You are talking about spirituality. You are talking about royalty. You are talking about divinity. This year, what are you starting this year with God? With divinity? Is that the one that is taking your attention? Or just the celebration of the year? People made New Year resolutions. I love. You want to base New Year resolution on what? On nothing. You go and eat rice and chicken, you jump all around, and I say, I have New Year resolution. After a time, you find that that resolution is nowhere to be found. Say, good. Then silver is vessel, symbolizes vessel of honor. He talks about the vessels in the tabernacle, in the household of God. So is your foundation laid in the household of God? And precious stone is talking about sacrifice. He's talking about commitment. Are you starting with here with the commitment unto God or unto self? Are you starting with the year with commitment unto the household of faith or unto your ambition? Unto your career? Now the next thing is wood. Wood is humanity. Are you, see, this, where you now lay the foundation based on your senses or your understanding? Hey, let me plan what is my salary. Now let me calculate. I have 15,000 naira. So I pay tithe of 1,500. I keep 500. You use all this kind of economic and I say 20% of my salary, this and that. Where, wood is humanity. So when anything done in the flesh cannot take you far. So anybody, I thank God when Pastor Oti was leading, he said that we should, he said that we should not think above God. Is that what you said, sir? He said we should not think above God. Some of us, we have so grandiose plans and we are not asking ourselves upon which base is that plan standing? We just assume that once we plan, we present God, we just approve. Hey is carnality. Stubble is pure sin, pure and simple. So ask yourself this year, how are you building the foundation? Are you building on God, which is divinity, which is godliness, which is purity? Are you building on silver? We talk about vessel of honor. We are talking about the item in the tabernacle of God. Are you building with precious stone? We talk about commitment to service, to faith, to the work of God, to the advancement of the work. Are you building with hay? Sorry, with wood, which is humanity. Your common sense, your own human understanding, your human analysis, your human assessment, your human permutation and combination? Or are you building on hay, which is carnality, with the carnal drives? Or are you building with, there are some people who started the year from nightclub. Are you building with stuff? Let me tell you something. You cannot build, no, the funny thing is this. That's why when people now go into the middle of the year, they begin to find themselves kind of a struggle. Can you build a house of gold on a foundation of wood? Is it possible? You cannot build a house of gold on the foundation of wood. You lay the foundation with wood. Suddenly you now think, I want gold, put gold. We decide with gold. The wood will rot. Rottenness will come to the wood and gold will crumble. That's why many people swim in the midst of challenges in the middle of the year, because the foundation for the year is not right. You cannot build an edifice of gold on a foundation of wood. Now, say, now, after laying the fire, we will say, I want to build an edifice of gold.
You now begin to erect every day of gold. That's what many people try to do with their lives. They struggle, they have good plan, they have bet. The foundation is made of wood. They are struggling to put edifice of gold on it. Any foundation that is made of hay can only carry a structure made of stubble. I think physically, apart from what it means, you know what hay is. When you made a house, lay the foundation with hay, it can only carry a structure of stubble. So, what am I saying? Be very careful how we are starting the year. Throughout this January, we are going to be talking about foundation. God told me clearly that this matter we must deal with before we move to the year, so that all the things he has planned for us can come to pass. If you look at something in the book of Job, chapter 4, verse 19, let's look at it quickly. Job, chapter 4, verse 19. Can you? Yeah. How much less in them that dwell in the house of clay, whose foundation is in the dust? Now, what I want to bring out here. When you see a man living in the house of clay, you don't need to look for that. He laid the foundation with what? Wait. As people say, the way you lay your bed, so you lie on it. If a man is living in a house of clay, and you are now wondering, I want to change it and put block and put stone, can they stand when the foundation is made of dust? Number three, because of my time. Number one, I said that foundation determines everything about life. Remember? Number two, I said what? Driving your carry capacity. How far you want to go in life? How I want to go do this year? It's affected by the foundation you lay now. And number three, it also determines the level of your stability. If you look at book of Luke chapter 6 quickly, verse 47 to 48. Book of Luke, chapter 6, 47 to 48, quickly. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sin, hallelujah, and dwell them, I will show you whom he is like. I like that. It's a choice. It's not a legislation. It's not a decree. It's a choice you have to make. But whosoever hears and no works on it, I will tell you whom it's like. Now, verse 48. It's like a man who built an house. But do what? Dig deep. Household of Cedar, in this January, dig deep. Don't be so consumed about what you want to achieve in the year that you start going out and rushing out to the field of conquest, to the battlefield. Dig deep. Unfortunately, I see a lot of shallowness in many of us, and I weep in my spirit. When I discover some people and they give me answer, and they come to me, they say, it grieves my heart. They are not digging deep at all. They are just like vegetable that has no roots. Dig deep. I challenge you this year. Before you begin to rush it, execute your plans, following the step-by-step thing you have put down, dig deep. And he said, and lay the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, but it was standing upon a rock. What if it was upon a stubble? What if it was upon hay? What if upon wood? Let me tell you, I've told you, every year come with challenges. Challenges will come. But your foundation is deep upon the rock. You'll be stable. God has promised us establishment this year. He has promised us settlement. But we must lay the right foundation for it so that we don't make God a liar. But I want to assure you, as long as the Lord lives, anybody who will take note and will work on what we are going to be talking about this January, will come back December at this church and begin to give testimonies. Because God will not be a liar. God will not be a liar. Number four, before I just close for now and then go to I'll continue next Sunday, is that foundation is a secret. Only God can reveal it. Are you listening to me? Foundation is what? It's a secret. Only God can reveal it. When you go to rent a building, what do you examine? Do you go to examine the foundation? You want to how many, see, what's the, you want to look at the compound. You want to look at the room. You want to look at the facility. But you say, do you ask them, can I see the foundation? Eh? Foundation is a secret. Only God can reveal. And that's why I ask you, have you ever taken conscious effort to evaluate, look at your life and assess your foundation? Instead of jumping from one prayer mountain to another, have you looked at the events in your life? Have you looked at the patterns in your life? Have you looked at the scheme of things in your life and then said, let me assess my foundation? Nobody goes into a house and asks landlord, can I look at the foundation? You only look at the building. The same thing, when you want to marry a man, do you know the foundation? He says, good brother. He claps, he jumps in the church. He's going up and down. Say, he's a committed brother. The same thing with sister. You want to marry a sister? This and that. He says, he's committed sister. Do you know the foundation? But foundation is you begin to manifest later. Foundation is a secret. Only God can reveal it. I want us to look at Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29, just to show this. And after that, we're going to close. I'll continue next Sunday. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 29. Let me tell you what secretly. Say that's okay. And Jeremiah 31, not 39. Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 9. Verse 31:29. God bless you. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. And when Baba je ajara, eyin kan woman. And you now begin to rush the children to the dentist. The children's teeth are set on the hedge. And you think the nice thing is to take him to a dentist to look for the solution from doctors. You don't know that no matter, it's not about a tooth extraction. It's not about scaling and filing. It's not about oral hygiene. And you know, because the teacher now begin to talk or prescribe, go to the doctor, begin to prescribe oral hygiene, begin to prescribe tooth extraction, begin to prescribe scaling and filing. But the problem is foundation. The fathers are eating sour grape. But the children's teeth are the ones that are set on the edge. My dear brother and my dear sister, foundation is what? It's a secret. Only God can reveal. But however, I want to close on this note. We'll pray, I'll continue next Sunday. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. Isaiah chapter 10, verse 27. I don't know how many fathers have taken sour grape. That's the result
of the teeth of many of us that are set on edge. And we are thinking the medical, the drug prescribed by a dentist who is a professor is not working. That the tooth extraction we have done is not working. That every medical solution they have been given are not working. But why? The fathers are eating sour grape. But Jeremiah, Isaiah chapter 10, verse 20, so I'll close on this one. And it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken from off your shoulder and his yoke from off the neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. My brother, it doesn't matter whether your fathers, whether your mothers have eaten sour grape, but the anointing is available to destroy the yoke. Can we stand on our feet this morning?
Father, today is the beginning of a new era, a new decade, a new year, a new blessing. And that, Lord, you are opening a fresh page for us. Lord, by the reason of your anointing that you have given to us. And today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Ghost, we have anointed your people. We have anointed them for life. That in the name of Jesus, your people, Lord, we enjoy peace in this year. They will enjoy grace of God. They will enjoy abundance this year. They will enjoy victory this year. Lord, all issues of the foundation, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Lord, they will be silenced forever in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Foundational issues, Lord, will not speak against your people. They will not speak against our lives. They will not, oh God, hinder us from entering into your fullness of blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. This year we declare that your people shall live. They will declare your glory in the name of Jesus. Your people shall live. Your people shall live. Your people shall live. Your people shall live in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless you and worship you. In Jesus' name we are praying.
Amen. Heavenly Father, Lord, I remind you once again, that hand that you stretch over this church. Lord, everyone that is anointed this morning, and even those who are watching me online, by your mercies, I bring everyone under that your invisible hand. In the mighty name of Jesus, let everyone that's anointed today and those who are watching me online now, come under the covering of the Lord for this year in the mighty name of Jesus. This year you are covered by the Lord. This year you are protected by the Lord. This year the anointing will break every yoke in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Receive your breakthrough. Every chain will be broken. Fetters of iron are cut asunder. There will be a progress in every department of your life. You will be settled this year. You'll be established here. The Lord will fight your battle in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless your name. In Jesus' name we are praying.